It's Wednesday, the 16th of October, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the Bank of Namibia's announcement of a 25 basis point reduction in the repo rate on Wednesday, lowering it to 7.25%, we spoke to Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor for comment.
The decision is underpinned by the fact that inflation has slowed down quite dramatically and is expected to remain relatively low in the coming months, given lower fuel prices as well as some slowing in food inflation. In addition to this, economic growth is slower than last year, while private sector credit extension growth remains muted. The decision provides further relief to consumers who remain under strain, although the outlook there is improving. Looking forward, the markets expect large repo rate cuts in South Africa as well as by the Federal Reserve in the US.
The setting of a trial date for South Africa's former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nkakula's corruption case has been postponed to the 5th of December 2024 by the High Court in Pretoria. She's accused of soliciting millions of rands in bribes, while Defence Minister, State Prosecutor Becky Maniati, requested timelines to avoid further delays.
My Lord, the position is that the state has disclosed the A section. It was indicated that the defence seeks disclosure of the B and C sections of the docket, as well as the pocketbooks of the police officers involved in the matter.
Then doctors working in public hospitals in the Democratic Republic of Congo have gone on strike to demand for an increase in salaries and better working conditions. It comes as the DRC is fighting an outbreak of mpox.
The Congolese doctors started their strike on Tuesday to protest against their working hours and low pay. They're demanding risk allowances and an increase in salaries. Authorities from their trade union say they chose to strike after failing to agree with the government on the implementation of reforms about their welfare. Figures from the government show that doctors working in public hospitals earn about $390 a month. The doctors say the salary is inadequate to take them through the month. They have been dealing with several disease outbreaks since 2018. The latest is the mpox virus, which has spread rapidly across the country. The strike will disrupt operations in many hospitals in the DRC. Chris Ochambringa, Kinshasa.
The European Commission has secured ambitious negotiating mandates for the COP29 climate conference in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, next month. The conference allows world leaders to assess efforts to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The Commission says COP28 must achieve an ambitious outcome, building on the commitments made in Dubai last year. And finally, there aren't any snakes on a plane, but the Windhoek Golf Club has warned its members about increased snake activity on the course. With Namibia's rainy season and extreme heat, reports of snake sightings have increased. Here's Mario Gutierrez, a snake catcher from Rehoboth, with details on how to protect yourself if you're ever found either golfing with a snake or in its environment.
The moment you encounter a snake or you see a snake, just stand still. Don't move. Wait, he will make his own way out. You know, where people got a lot of times get bitten is when they try to hit it with sticks or throw stones and all that. So that's one of the biggest problems that we are always facing and having. Just call one of the guys of the nearest snake catcher or wrangler. We are having also a lot of snake bites at this time of the year, and I'm waiting for even worse when it gets closer to December. You know, it's hot. So that's the problem that we definitely are facing, yes.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.